The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Happy Tuesday to you here on the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Apologies for no show yesterday, by the way. I had some personal things come up, and I just could not get out of it to get you a show out. But all is back to normal for today's show. Which, by the way, it is Tuesday, February 6, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. So, have you thought about jumping on the cryptocurrency bandwagon? But maybe a little light on cash to actually buy some, you thought, I just buy it on credit. You're not going to be doing that if you live in the UK or the United States. Yes, apparently banks in Britain and the United States have now banned the use of credit cards to buy bitcoins and even other cryptocurrencies. Why has this happened? Well, pretty much because, let's just say Bitcoin, it's not as strong as it was. And apparently creditors are feeling that consumers will be unable to repay their debts once they bought it up. The first bank to say no way, Jose, was Lloyds Banking Group out of Britain. Then it seemed like overnight, JP Morgan and Chase and Citigroup, they also said, yeah, we're going to join you on that bandwagon there. The banks, of course, are saying they're protecting you, yes, the customer, from running up huge debts by buying virtual currencies on credit. They would rather you go out and buy other stuff and run it off on credit that you can't afford. Ah, yes, Apple products. Sometimes in 1 year we get once, twice, three times a lady, don't we? Oh, wait a minute, that's a Commodore song. What I'm saying is sometimes we get three unveilings of products in 1 year. That may not be the case anymore. According to the Digitimes, which, let's just put it out there right now, they're not always 100% accurate, Apple will be going to an annual unveiling of products instead of that usual, sometimes four, sometimes three, it's usually about three times a year, sometimes two. So a lot of people are probably saying, okay, well, why is Apple going this route? Well, in case you hadn't noticed over the last few years, Apple's not quite the same as they used to be. Not to mention, a lot of their recent products haven't been exactly flying off the shelves. That includes the iPhone X. Hence, only one unveiling a year for the whole line of whatever it's going to be. Like I said, take this with a pinch of salt. This is nothing set in stone yet. And quite honestly, I wouldn't mind three over a year. Can you imagine how long that one yearly keynote would be? Oh my God. That's a little too much Tim Cook for me all at once. Well, if you ain't running Android Nougat, what have you been up to? Yes, you are definitely in the minority now. According to what we're hearing, Android 7.0 Nougat has finally become the most used version of the mobile operating system. In fact, 28.5% of devices are now running the 7.0 and 7.1 versions. This is all according to the source itself, Google. They would know best, they track everything we do. Mind you, it just narrowly edged out Android 6.0. You might remember that old good old marshmallow. It's still currently there at 28.1%. So you might be wondering, how's Oreo doing? Not a whole lot of people taking the bite just yet. Adoption rate right now comes in at about 1.1%. Yep, apparently users are still waiting on the milk. And finally, deep down, what do we fear the most, guys? Come on, losing our hair, isn't it? We don't really want to lose our hair. Inevitably, though, it happens a lot of the times. And we're always searching for that miracle cure. Well, apparently some bald scientists in Japan have said, hey, wait a minute, we might have came up with something. Apparently, a chemical used to cook McDonald's fries, yes, you heard me say that correctly, there's a chemical to cook McDonald's fries, and apparently it's not just oil, might actually be the cure for baldness. This comes from the Yokohama National University, where they actually used the chemical, apparently on some test subjects. They didn't really go into much detail here. Anyways, it produced hair follicles. Yes, those then could be actually transplanted, and then, you could have growing hair. They're open with a few more trials and tests to go. This could ultimately, in the end, be a treatment for hair loss in humans. Now, they said that. Makes me wonder if they're trying to set on mice. Again, they didn't say. They said subjects. Kind of making me think right now, next time I go to McDonald's, I think I'll get the large fries instead. Have to eat, and the other half to rub all over my head. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by the lovely people over there, uk2.net. Why don't you come on over for our podcast, blog, and review section over there. You can also come on over to our social media destinations as well. We are on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And come join our BTN community if you haven't done it already. It's easy to do. Head to britishtech.com. Slack TheNewsShow.com. The News Show will be back for your Thursday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.